We're working hard every day, trying to get better day in and day out. Ever since he called the guys at Arizona to tell us to come out there and work with him, it spoke a lot about him.
Did you know that that was going to mean a lot then, or did you have to see a lot more over the last couple
of years? Yeah, I knew that was going to mean a lot then because I've never had a quarterback to demand basically of us to come out of our comfort zone and while we're training to come out there and be with him.
Seasons of any receiver in the NFL last season, despite dealing with four different quarterbacks. How excited are you to have some stability at that position and obviously an upgrade at the position?
Oh, very excited, very excited. Even last year, I don't like talking about the past too much, but even last year going into the season, we kind of thought we had a starting quarterback and knew who it was. And if a guy can play at this level as a professional quarterback, then he deserves to be here. I would never throw any of those quarterbacks in the ground because they're all pros. But knowing who my number one receiver is, being able to get my number one quarterback is, being able to get Tommy down, it helps out a lot.
Very talented defense.
They don't have a lot of guys out there that would just pop out to you as Pro Bowl guys. But they got young guys, they got veteran guys, and they're a very physical defense.
Would you say your style is more about action than words, especially on the field, rather than talk much?
I talk on the field. Y'all just don't hear it. that's how I've been my whole life. But once I come off the field, I'm a normal person. But I would say I go out there and lead by example for sure.
How would you rate that part of your game, talking on the field? How would you rate that? Are you good at that? How do you view it?
Just do it. It's not something.
Comes natural.
Yeah, it's natural. When you're out there in the gladiator state of mind, you're just out there playing.